Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, it is Friday, and we're heading into a weekend where we're going to be in the 80s, sunny skies all weekend. Sounds like some good stuff. On today's show, insurance companies want to change Michigan's mandatory no-fault personal injury protection auto insurance law, but consumer groups say that would be a bad deal for state auto owners. We'll find out who's right. And an IT industry veteran who met Steve Jobs during his early years joins me to talk about the legacy of the Apple founder and what made him such a prominent figure in the industry. But first, it did seem like a whole new world for medical marijuana advocates not too long ago, as dispensaries were opening across the state and patient cards were being issued by the tens of thousands. But things came to a screeching halt when a Michigan appeals court ruled that the medical marijuana law did not allow for the sale of the drug. Now lawyers are asking the state Supreme Court to review the ruling. To get the latest, I'm joined by Lansing-based attorney Mary Chartier, who is representing the dispensary owner in this case. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Now, you want the Supreme Court to take this case up. This is a court with a Republican majority and one that may not be especially sympathetic to the medical marijuana community. On what grounds would the appeals court ruling be reversed?
Well, regardless of whether the majority is Republican or Democrat, the Supreme Court is required to review the language of the statute. And we're hopeful that whatever their personal opinions may be, the court would actually look at the language of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act and would be able to ascertain that patient-to-patient transfers, whether there's a price attached or not, which was what was occurring at CA, that's our client, are definitely legal. They fall within the parameters of the statute.
Attorney General Bill Schuette says that while voters did approve this medical marijuana law, they certainly did not envision what he called pot profiteers, and that the law did not allow for the profitable sale of marijuana. Do you agree that that is, in fact, the case?
No, not at all. I think the Attorney General, even before he was elected, was a very outspoken opponent of medical marijuana, and I don't believe the Attorney General's opinion is grounded in any of the law that's been enacted by the people. I think the Attorney General is usurping the voice of the voters. And what's interesting, on page 12 of the Attorney General's brief that they filed at the Court of Appeals, they actually stated that the word administering means to dispense. And if you read the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, administering is language that's in the statute.
Now, the original case then involves this dispensary. I think it's in Isabella County. And you say in this dispensary there was a patient-to-patient transfer of medical marijuana. Now, is that different than the way most dispensaries were set up here in Michigan?
I don't think that I can speak for dispensaries across the state because I don't know how each individual dispensary was set up. But I do know the way CA has been set up and was set up at all their locations, which is that it was a patient-to-patient transfer, and of course there was a price attached to it. And it is my understanding that other dispensaries were using that same model. I think that the problem with the Court of Appeals is that they lumped in dispensaries all together, and I think it reflects a bias with the court against medical marijuana that we don't see with any other type of legal medication.
It's been a month or over a month now since the appeals court ruling. What has been happening with medical marijuana dispensaries at this point? I mean, we hear of occasional raids like the one at Hydro World, but there hasn't been a mass response by authorities. Have dispensaries halted all sales of medical marijuana?
Certain dispensaries have closed, I think, because of the fear of being criminally prosecuted. Prosecutors in various counties and certain city attorneys have written letters as well as law enforcement to dispensaries letting them know that if they didn't shut down that they would be raided and that they would be criminally prosecuted. I think that some dispensary owners and staff are facing charges around the state. So you have a wide array of responses to the opinion.
The appeals court ruling then, does that in fact, in terms of your viewpoint, does that give authorities the right then to go in and close dispensaries?
I think that there is a reasonable interpretation of the opinion that a prosecutor could use to support stating that a dispensary should not be operating right now. I'm not saying I agree with the Court of Appeals' decision, but I do think in reading, and that's my opinion, the Court of Appeals, that there is, someone could ascertain that a dispensary should not be operating.
Now, you're asking the Supreme Court to look at this case. They could very well decide to reject it. How does that work? On what grounds would they reject the case and say, we simply are not going to look at this?
If the Court of Appeal, or excuse me, the Supreme Court looks at a number of different factors. One is what's called jurisprudential significance, which means, is the case applicable to a wide array of individuals around the state and not just our client? And I think this definitely falls into that category. The effect on businesses has been unprecedented, but more importantly, the effect on patients throughout the state. CA only worked with registered qualifying patients, and those are patients who have been approved by the state of Michigan as having a debilitating medical condition that could benefit, or that whose condition had symptoms that could benefit from the use of medical marijuana. And those people have been left with no adequate, safe resource in order to obtain medical marijuana. So on that criteria alone, I believe the Michigan Supreme Court should hear this case, as well as it's an issue of first impression for the court, meaning that they have not weighed in at this point in time on what the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act means. And the fact that every case that's gone to the Court of Appeals so far has been held against the defendant, to me, indicates that the Court of Appeals is letting its own bias impact the decision and not using the language of the statute and the voice of the voters.
I'm talking to Lansing attorney Mary Chartier. She's representing the dispensary owner in this case that the appeals court ruled that the dispensary was not legally open. Now, the in terms of what happens now, I mean, how long could it be before the court, A, decides to rule on the case and then actually comes out with a ruling?
Well, I just want to point out as well, I'm representing the defendants in this case along with Matt Newberg from Newberg Law, who is also operating in Lansing. It could take months for the Supreme Court to decide whether they want to hear the case, and then it could take months for the Supreme Court to allow briefing and then schedule oral argument on it. So it could be a significant period of time before we hear anything.
And what's your understanding of what's occurring since this appeals court ruling? I mean, has there been a slowdown in medical marijuana applications being submitted, and are patients now buying marijuana on the street?
I don't know that, so I don't think there has been a slowdown in applications. I don't know if people have to turn to the streets. I think that would be such a sad state for Michigan if people couldn't go to a lawful business that was paying taxes and instead had to turn to the black market for medication. I don't think that's something the voters would tolerate or ever accept for any other medication, and the voters have spoken. Medical marijuana is legal for someone who has a registry identification card and for some folks who don't even. But
Well, following this appeals court ruling, so what are patients now doing? What have they been doing this past month to legally get their medical marijuana?
A lot of people have been suffering. There were three individuals who testified at the hearing for the CA case in Isabella County, one with lupus, one with a number of different cancers, including brain and throat cancer, and another individual with some very serious disabilities. And all of them articulated the very difficult time that they had finding medical marijuana before CA opened. And I think what a lot of people have been doing is suffering. And that's what this opinion has given to the state of Michigan. It hasn't closed down pot shops, which is a great soundbite from the Attorney General. But really what this has done is caused thousands of Michigan citizens to have to suffer. And the Attorney General and I are lucky that we're healthy. But if we weren't, the CA and businesses like CA are wildly helpful to individuals who need that.
And finally, I want to ask you about this latest development for medical marijuana patients, and that is that the ATF has apparently declared that that these patients cannot legally own a gun or ammunition. They say it's a federal law which prohibits unlawful users of controlled substances of possessing firearms. Where is this declaration likely to lead?
I think that it's going to lead to a court challenge. To me, it's a blatant violation of an individual's Second Amendment rights. There is absolutely no reason that a person who is legally using medication cannot own and operate a firearm. There are restrictions on firearm usage in terms of whether a person has a felony, but using a legal medication in the state of Michigan is not a restriction. And I think this is another example of an assault on Michigan residents and Michigan citizens who have legally obtained medical marijuana. To me, not only does it violate the Constitution in terms of the Second Amendment, but it is really an affront to the suffering that goes on in Michigan by legitimate individuals with illnesses, as well as an affront to the voters who overwhelmingly enacted the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act.
This is a federal law. Is this coming out of nowhere, this proclamation?
I think that it is coming out of a very concerted effort to try and dissuade states from enacting medical marijuana laws.
I see. Lansing attorney Mary Chartier, she is representing this dispensary owner in the case that now is may be heard by the Supreme Court. We have yet to find out and see, but we'll certainly be interested to see what happens next. Thank you for joining me, Mary.
Thank you very much.